Welcome to Belfast City Vineyard, where we are pursuing formation in the presence of Jesus, community gathered around him, and the impact he empowers us to bring in our families, city, and the world. The following message was given at one of our Sunday services. For more information, visit our website at belfastcityvineyard.com.
Well, it is the second Sunday of in the season of the church year called Advent, which is about expectancy and hope and preparation and longing. And Advent helps us remember that Jesus came into the world to save us. So we remember the first Christmas and all that it means for us. But in Advent, we also remember that Jesus is powerfully present with us now by his Holy Spirit, and we renew our focus on him. And most importantly for Advent, we remember that Jesus is coming again, and we prepare our hearts for this and long for that day. And every year during Advent, we reflect on a number of things like longing and hope and light in the darkness. And this year, I'm sure you'll agree with me that it feels like a particularly dark time. There's so much loss and disappointment and uncertainty and grief. It kind of hangs over all of us and over everything. And we are longing for light in the darkness. And just this week, we've heard wonderful news about the first fruits of vaccines beginning to be rolled out with more to come in 2021. And that should be welcomed. And we praise God for that. And we celebrate that. And it's certainly a light in these dark times. But what if there's more than just hope in a vaccine? What if the scriptures, the story of God's love for the world and God's love for us, reveals a light that not only shines in 2020 amidst coronavirus, but shines in every darkness that plagues us and that we face? And what if the longing of our hearts is deeper than just the longing to be done with 2020 and lockdowns and the strange limitations of this year? What if the longings of our hearts, What if they're there because deep down we were all made for something more? We were made for unhindered intimacy, love, and friendship with our Creator. What if we aren't an accident or a collection of biology and chemistry and animal instinct? What if we long for the light of the divine and eternal truth and real righteousness and authentic mercy and real hope because we actually bear the imprint of a God who loves us and created us? What if we long for Eden because we were made for Eden? And what if this Advent we embraced all over again, or even for the first time, the promise of the scriptures that there is a light shining in the darkness that we can live in and that we can build our lives on? And this hope and longing can be met in the God who loves us and created us as we turn to his Son Jesus. And his light can guide our path even in these dark times. Well, the light was always there. Light was always there. Longing, preparation, hope are all over the story of God, from the first pages of the Bible to the last. The theme of light in the darkness is there too. God's presence is described as light in numerous places. Places like 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 29. It says, "You, Lord, are my lamp. The Lord turns my darkness into light." Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The Apostle John wrote in his first epistle, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all." God has always longed to dwell with his people, to bring order to the chaos of sin and brokenness. In creation, the first thing God says, the first act of creation is, of course, God saying, "Let there be light." He's always invited people to come to the light of his presence. Revelation chapter 21 shows us the prophetic vision, the culmination of all things the new heavens and the new earth, which in Advent we learn to long for. It says this, this is the city of God, the culmination of everything, the new heavens and the new earth. The city does not need the sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb, who is Jesus, is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. Well, today I want to take us to a few other places in Scripture to drill down into this Advent theme of light in the darkness to help us prepare our hearts. The first place that I want to take us is Isaiah chapter 9. The prophet Isaiah was speaking the words of God into a context that was very, very dark. Long before the birth of Jesus, the nation of Israel was under threat from surrounding nations. It was divided into the northern and southern kingdoms, and it suffered from idolatry and corrupt leadership. And into the darkness of war and corruption and injustice and sin and idolatry, God speaks, and he speaks through Isaiah. And we read this in verses 1 and 2 of chapter 9. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. The whole chapter is about a coming king, hope for the future, a light in the darkness. And of course, every year at Advent and Christmas time, we hear verses 5, 6, and 7 from Isaiah chapter 9, which part of it reads, For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. God's promising that there is a light shining in a darkness and will shine in the future. He hasn't turned his back on his people. The light will come. And I want to talk about the fulfillment of that promise, And we see this in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew is one of the books about Jesus and his ministry, one of the Gospels. It was written hundreds of years after Isaiah and his prophecies. And Matthew, in his Gospel, tells us that after John the Baptist, Jesus, who is Jesus' cousin, after John was put into prison, Jesus moves from Nazareth to Capernaum, which is in the region where Isaiah said the light would dawn. And then he quotes Isaiah chapter 9, and he pulls all of the significance and hope and promise of that prophecy onto Jesus, proclaiming that the light long awaited is now shining in the darkness. In verses 12 to 16 of Matthew chapter 4, it says this, When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which is by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Matthew wants his readers to understand that Jesus is the light in the darkness. He is the promised king who will rule in justice and righteousness. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Wonderful Counselor. And then in verse 17 of Matthew chapter 4, he tells us from that point on, Jesus begins his ministry. It says, From that time on, Jesus began to preach, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. So Jesus begins proclaiming that the kingdom of God, the rule and reign of God, is again breaking into the world in and through him. And we can enter it by repenting of our sin and brokenness and by apprenticing ourselves to Jesus, putting our belief and trust and hope in Him, but also following Him, living out His way in our habits and practices. We live in His kingdom now, but again, as Advent teaches us, there is the fullness of His kingdom yet to come, and we long for its consummation. And so this is the light that shines in the darkness. It's Jesus and His invitation to come unto Him and to confess our need of Him, to receive His forgiveness and His mercy for our personal darkness that we all have and have all chosen, and to also receive an eternal refuge from the darkness and systemic sin in the world. And vaccines will hopefully put an end to our coronavirus nightmare and restore some order to the chaos that we've seen in 2020. But no vaccine can restore order to our personal darkness and brokenness. No vaccine can offer eternal hope and refuge from the darkness of the world around us. But Jesus can, and we can not only find safety and mercy and forgiveness in Him, we can follow His way in our practices and habits. We can build our lives on Him and His truth, and we can help bring His light to the darkness and disorder and chaos around us. My question for you this morning is, do you want that this winter? And as you consider the darkness all around, as you consider your own personal darkness, the things that we regret, the things that we know are wrong, our brokenness, will you look to Jesus, the light who is shining? He is the promise fulfilled. And if we turn to Him, we carry His light and we get to be part of His healing of the world. So the invitation is to come to the light of the world. Come to the light of the world. Jesus Himself said it best in John chapter 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Matthew wasn't the only one who thought Jesus was a fulfillment of the prophecies of Isaiah long awaited for. Jesus Himself says it plainly, clearly, and openly that He is the light of the world. He's God's promised salvation, presence, truth, kingdom come. He says, all that you are looking for and more is found in Me. Come follow Me, come live in My light, and you will never walk in the darkness of despair, hopelessness, chaos, fear. You will always be able to walk with Him in His light, in His salvation, in His eternal kingdom, with His justice and His righteousness with you. Our personal darkness, our wrong choices and broken responses to the world are forgiven and paid for by His cross. And the systems of evil and darkness that dominate the world are challenged and confronted and defeated in His death and resurrection on our behalf. And we are invited to live in and walk in His presence and light as His forgiven, trusted, appointed friends and followers who experience His presence with us now and carry His light to all who need it in thousands of created ways. And we look to His coming soon again. I want to encourage you this Advent to come to Jesus, the light of the world, to take hope in Him, to set the compass of your life on His faithfulness and His promised return. One of the disciplines of Advent is shifting from despair to longing and training our hearts to do that over and over and over again. Despair happens to us when there is no hope. And so many of us, myself included, have felt despair in 2020. Longing is really different from despair. Longing is a hope deferred. Longing is a desire that is currently unfulfilled but still hoped for. Advent reminds us that God was faithful in the past. Advent reminds us that God is faithful now. And Advent reminds us that God will be faithful in the future, that with Jesus there is always enough now and there will always be enough forever. He's enough for our loved ones who have passed away and we grieve for. He is enough for our finances, for our jobs, for our fears, for our worries, for our real problems and challenges. And He is coming again. And when we focus our longing on that end, a strange but real strength and peace and joy is formed in us, and darkness and despair shift to longing and hope. That one day, despite what we face now, Jesus' kingdom will be fully realized amongst us and our joy will be made complete. All the losses that we've faced and endured, all the brokenness and suffering will be wiped away by His goodness and His presence and His mercy. So this Advent, whether you would call yourself a follower of Jesus or not, what are you trusting in? Who are you trusting in? What is the compass of your life pointing towards? At a time where everything has been stripped away, everything we may be tempted to put our faith in and trust in is shaking all around us, I believe these dark times offer us a moment to evaluate who or what are we trusting in? Who or what are we looking to for hope? Who or what are we allowing to form us or lead us into what we are becoming? Is it big tech as we look for technological solutions to all the darkness around it? Is it entertainment as we look to escape the darkness around us? Is it vaccines as we seek a health solution to escape our darkness? Are we looking to and trusting in industry or jobs or political leaders and systems or social justice agendas to lead us out of darkness? None of these things are bad, and some of them are very, very good in and of themselves, but they are at best incomplete visions of the good life that never quite deliver. What are we looking to light our path? Not just now, but forever. Jesus stands before us this Advent and says, I am the light of the world. Come unto me. And what if in the darkness of this season and of this year in particular, we stepped into the hope of Advent and stepped into the light and truth of Jesus and pursued Him and committed to Him for the first time or recommitted to Him and allowed His light to show us what really matters, all He has for us and for the world. And just as He has always been, He is faithful and true and a safe and joy-filled Savior and destination for us, even in the crazy 2020 we are enduring. And what if He is the only true safe place for us? I want to pray for us. I just had a sense as I was preparing this talk that there'd be people listening to this, and you need a safe place. And 2020 has really exposed that, and you can really feel the darkness all around you. And 2020 has just again revealed and shown that you want more. You're hungering for more. You're seeking and longing for more. And maybe what is being exposed is that what you've really been longing for is Eden, uninterrupted fellowship with the God who created you. And what if that is the only story that makes sense? And what if Jesus is truly your Savior and the light in your darkness? I'm going to invite you to turn to Him today and to welcome Him into your life. And if you've just never formally done that, there's never been a moment where you've welcomed Jesus into your life and placed your faith and trust in Him and asked Him to be the leader in your life. I'm just going to give you that opportunity now, and you can pray along with me. If you've never done that before, why not this morning? Why not right now? So just pray along with me. Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life. I invite you into my life, and I invite you to speak to me. I say to you that I want to follow you, and I admit that I have brokenness in my past and my present. And I ask you to save me, and I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to light my path and reveal your truth to me and be with me. Amen. And if you prayed that, if that was your moment where you just decided, I'm doing this, I am reaching out to begin to follow Jesus and to walk by His light, and then I want to connect with you and pray for you. You can email me at andy@belfastcityvineyard.com, and I would love to hear your story. I'd also love to send you some things. I'd love to send you a Bible if you don't have one. A great place to begin your journey with Jesus is by reading about Jesus in the Gospel of John, where again, he claims, "I am the light of the world," and you can see everything else that Jesus said and did for us and which it engages us. And so I would just love to hear from you. If you have been away from Jesus for a long time, you had faith and you're just kind of, you just know that this morning is a time to recommit to him. Maybe you've been away or been on the edge of faith. I just had a sense for you that there's at least one person watching us now that you, as part of your story, you kind of walked away and went to the edges of faith and you went all in on some things that promised to be light for your path, but have ended up being empty promises, leaving you now with few answers. And you just feel like you're stuck in chaos and darkness. And I want to speak to you directly and just say, this morning is the time to come home. Come home to Jesus and live in his pure light. And it's like you went after some things that look good, but you've realized they weren't pure. And in fact, caused a lot of darkness and confusion in you. And Jesus' light is pure, and he is welcoming you home. And I would just invite you to come home to him this morning. And there's others of us watching this now who you are and you have been following Jesus and doing all you can to walk with him. And I would just encourage you and all of us to use Advent to build hope, to prepare for more, and to continue to follow him closely so that we can offer his light in the darkness into the world around us today. And let's not just go through the motions this Advent and like give mental assent to, yes, this is good. Yes, these are good ideas. Let's actually begin to follow him in the daily rhythms and habits of our lives. And let's use Advent to build that into our story. We do have some resources that was from our God's Presence in Every Home. If you're just wondering how on earth to begin to build some of these rhythms into my life for Advent, you can go to our webpage and find our present resources, and there are tons of things to help you to prepare for his light to grow in your life until he comes again. I just want to finish with a blessing and a benediction. So please join with me in this. You might want to put your hand on your heart or reach out your hands, or it's not magic. It doesn't do anything other than it's just us receiving the blessing from God. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message. For all the latest information about what's happening in the life of our church, or if you have any questions or comments, head over to BelfastCityVineyard.com.